When, now after you wash the dishes, then to get the soap off, and you got them?
Well, we rinse them off and then put them in the rack.
Yeah.
And,
did you have a towel? Things that you would kind of a cloth or a rag you might use to wash the dishes with?
Yeah, I had a washcloth. And
then you dry them with a...
I think it was just like a hand towel.
Uh-huh.
It was a thick cloth. It would absorb water and you'd dry them off.
Yeah.
Thick was you use hot water to rinse them off with and you set them in a rack and then they dry.
Oh.
Hot water dries very. Now on a cast iron pots, when you wash them, you have to set them back on the stove and you turn the fire on it and dry them out that way. And it also, you had to get the water off the cast iron pots so they start rusting.
Yeah.
So you put them on the fire, and you get it all off that way, and it wouldn't have no rust part on it.
Yeah. What about when you were washing your face, you'd use a kind of a little what? Rag or
washcloth? Yeah. You had the washcloth, and you had the towel.
Yeah, you always had towels. Would they ever be made out of cloth?
Yeah. I don't know why, since you mentioned it, all this stuff's coming back. Remember Mom used to make our shirts and her dresses out of the feed sack.
Yeah.
Back then when they sold rabbit feed, it was in the clothes, well, you're like sure you got on now, the material, something similar to this.
Yeah,
a cotton sack. And some of the sacks had designs on them. And she would take these sacks, we'd save them, and we'd take, take the thread out and she put the patterns on them. She cut out shirts for us and dresses for her out of the feed sack.
Yeah.
Look like store-bought shirts and dresses.
Yeah.
She made a lot of shirts and stuff out of it.
Okay. Now you got the water out of it. You always had water in the house, right?
Yeah.
You got it out of what? Water came out of it.
Water came out of the well. We still had the pump.
Yeah.
And, had a gauge, a switch on it, that, the pressure went down and it would kick on.
Yeah. But when you were in the house, you turned the water on at the what?
The pot?
Yeah. But outside?
Outside,
what was the place where you could fix the garden hose up to?
That's the faucet.
Mm-hmm.
You used to screw your hose up to it and turn it on. It went off the pump too.
Yeah. Now, when you're out hunting or when you're out in the field and say they brought water out to you, would you ever see any kind of water barrel they bring it out to you then? Or you ever see things like that?
If you're working out in the field and brought you a glass of water? Where?
Or the things that they have a kind of a thing in it you could push something in or turn it
on? No, there wasn't none of that mess.
Didn't have any of that?
No. Out in the field we had the hand pump.
Mm-hmm.
And, if we got thirsty, we'd go over there, crank a couple of times, stick your head on it, get you a drink of water. And up in the woods where we hunt all the time, up on our tree, well, we got a tree there, we got a wood rack there. Got a mirror hung up there, and we got a gourd.
A gourd?
There. We go right in the creek right there. We need water up there, we take that gourd down there and get the old drink. Use the gourd for a cup.
Yeah. What do things... how did you buy things packaged when you were younger, when you were coming up? Did you go to the store much?
Yeah. Well, we didn't go very much. Say, like, for flour and stuff like that, you bought them in the bag, a sack.
Yeah.
Flour come in with a lot of similar to food sacks. Now, she didn't buy a little pack like you get now. She was more or less in bulk then. Maybe a 10-pound bag of flour and sugar. I don't think they ever bought too much sugar. That was like